in there. In high school, there's no ejection with the foul. A lot of the times they just say, hey, can you take the kid out and talk to him for a play?
Okay.
But in the rule book, there is no ejection for that.
Okay.
But that was probably because he did leave his feet to make that block.
So second and 20 now for the Case Eagles at their 10-yard line. Geppetta. Take this all out on that play. That was Eccles. Eccles on that run. For a gain of about 22 yards. So first and 10 for Case at their 43-yard line. Now Eccles goes behind Geppetta. Geppetta back to pass. Has time. Still on his feet. And wants to run with it. And runs out of bounds. So that'll stop the clock with 1:20 to go.
Yeah, he had plenty of time to pass on that one,
yeah.
Dick.
Good pass protection.
Yeah, the front rush from West Tosha's definitely slowing down compared to what we've seen earlier tonight.
And again, they could be a little tired. They've been out there a while now. Geppetta in the gun. Back to pass. Airs it out here. Complete. To Meyer. Timeout called by the Eagles.
Coach Graham doesn't seem too happy about that, so I don't know if one of his assistants called it or what the case was.
Yeah.
But Coach Graham was not happy with that.
Yeah, we'll keep it here. Yeah, that was a timeout, an ill-advised timeout, I would say.
And they had all the momentum going there and everything like that, but part of the game, and we'll see what they're able to do here on this, what could be final drive for Case of the half.
Yeah. The good news for the Eagles is they'll get the ball to start the second half. Our score right now is 10-0, still 1:14 to go. Plenty of time, as we know, for the Case Eagles, based on what we saw last year in that ball game at Paddock Lake. All right. Geppetta brings them out. First and 10 Eagles. 45-yard line of Westosha. High formation for the Eagles. Geppetta on the rollout. Still has it. Now throws. Caught! Contreras on that catch. A leaping catch on the rollout. So at the 21-yard line, at the 21-yard line now of Westosha, clock runs. Throwing in the end zone, he's got him! Touchdown! Lincoln Meyer with the catch on a beautiful thrown pass by Geppetta to make our score 10-6. Extra point to come up. Underwood to try to make it a 10-7 ball game. And that kick is good. So with 43 seconds to go in our first half, it's now Westosha 10, Case 7.
What a great way to get some points on the board there by the Eagles before halftime.
And getting that ball back to start the second half.
That could be a huge momentum swing here by the Eagles.
Yes. So the Falcons have time to get the ball. And I don't see Coach Franz doing anything silly here with 43 seconds to go. So Underwood to kick off. Here's the kick, fielded at the 15-yard line by Westosha, and he brings it up. So Cato on the return. So it'll be first and 10 at the Westosha 34-yard line. And I don't expect them to do much here. Juga in the gun. Oh, he's back to pass. Intercepted! Intercepted by Case! And he goes out of bounds. Eric DeCencio with the interception. So there's 31 seconds left in this half. So Juga on a telegraphed pass gets it intercepted by Yesencio. And it'll be first and 10 for the Eagles at the Westosha 12-yard line.
Great defense there by him. And we had a game last year where he made a great interception halfway through a game, kind of the same type of play. So just making big impacts on defense there by Incencio.
I think we had an official's timeout for an injury. Was a Case player that was being attended to. So the Falcons come back out, see if they can tighten up that defense. All right. See if they can get Liggins going here now. Okay, Geppetta brings him out. He's talking to Liggins. First and 10 at the 12-yard line of Westosha. Hands off to Liggins. Getting to the outside. Spinning. After all that, he gets maybe 3 yards, and the clock keeps going. Because they don't have, I don't believe they have any timeouts left. Eight seconds. Back to pass, Geppetta. He's got time, throws. It's a touchdown. A touchdown to Lincoln Meyer again. So Lincoln Meyer from Leo Geppetta to make it 13-10. Case with the lead. Timeout called by Casey. Must have had one left.
Yeah, I think he was trying to get them to spike it, and then they would have had two chances there, but it took them almost 12 seconds to line up in formation, and
yeah.
Luckily they were able to get a touchdown on that.
Yep, no time left.
But this is, again, something you want to clean up. You're too busy celebrating. Now you only send six or seven guys
yep.
out there for the field goal.
Yep.
If you don't have a timeout, it could really hurt you.
Right, no time left on the clock, but the Eagles will be able to attempt the extra point here and make it a 14-10 halftime lead for the Case Eagles after Wastosha led 10-0 for almost. Oh, bad snap there. Ball on the ground, and that's the end. That's the end of our first half of play. With our score, it's now Case 13, Wastosha 10. I'll step away for 3 minutes to hear from some of our sponsors.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their caramel apple fritters. Marvelously moist, these donuts are topped with caramel icing and sweet toffee bits. They are definitely delicious, so bring home several. Also making its last appearance for the summer season is O&H's Blackberry Lemon Tart Kringle with perfectly balanced sweet and tart flavors. It is not to be missed. Visit O&H Danish Bakery today in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
No one wants to wait around until retirement to start living a great life. At Financial Service Group, they want to see you live your great life, however you define it. Long before you retire, learn more at Financial Service Group's fee-only financial planning for your great life at 2YearWealth.com or call 262-554-4500 for a no-obligation consultation with one of their certified professional planners. Roma Lodge is the ideal venue for your party, wedding, banquet, conference, fundraiser, or corporate or school event. With five banquet rooms, Roma can accommodate groups from 25 to 700.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Couple scores to report here. It's Union Grove 17, Horlick 14 at halftime. With 4:50 left in the second quarter, it's Catholic Memorial 24, Franklin 14. So two games to keep an eye on there. But we'll talk about this one after we get our game summary. And now, all of a sudden, we've got quite a bit of a halftime summary to talk about. Dylan will go through that. And tonight, it's sponsored by Frank DeQuistel of First Weber.
Thanks, Dick. To start the game, it was an almost 7-minute Falcon drive that was complemented on a 24-yard touchdown pass to DeQuavion Pinter to open our 2024 season. Slow offensive drives led to three straight punts. Eagles start the drive on their own 8 and gave the ball back to the Falcons near midfield. A 53-yard field goal by Carter Clementos at 3:27 led to a drive riddled with penalties that got a boost for Case on a 40-yard run by Malachi Eccles. The drive ends on a 21-yard touchdown pass to Lincoln Meyer, made it 10-7 with 43 seconds to go in the first half. Westosha Central got the ball back and forced a pass that was intercepted by Eric Yincencio. Case got the ball with 31 seconds to go and 23-yard touchdown to Lincoln Meyer. Case 13, Central 10 here at the break.
Yes, the extra point was missed by Underwood on a bad snap. Not anything he did bad. So an exciting, exciting first half. So let's talk about your observations first, and then I'll give mine of what I saw in the first half from both teams.
Sure. I think Westosha Central came out firing. Case might not have really been expecting that. At least that's how it appeared to me. They kind of were coasting there through the first two, three drives. Led to some dumb mistakes by both teams. Case was able to kind of recover that. Gave up a huge 53-yard field goal, kind of a momentum thing, but they really capitalized right off of that, had a good drive of their own. The pick before half, it's, you know, good. The momentum is in Case's favor, I would say.
I would agree with you. The way the Falcons started with that tough, hard-nosed running, blocking, what you have is you have two teams with different styles. The Falcons are very physical, a physical team, and as I said in my keys to the game, the Eagles are a speed team. They're going to do things. They're going to try to run plays that get their playmakers out where they can use that speed. And that showed up very much in that last 5 minutes of the half. That's why we have Case ahead 13-10. And again, for our listeners, a reminder, Case will receive the third quarter kickoff. But again, you got Clementos. More than likely, he's going to kick it into the end zone. You won't be seeing a return.
No, and I don't blame him. I wouldn't want anything to do with the speed and athleticism that Case puts back there.
So we'll see what adjustments are made by both teams. I would have said adjustments were going to be made more by Case for the second half. Now I'm not so sure after Coach Franz and his Falcons had that 10-0 lead, but this game's far from being over with.
This is exactly what we could ask for week one. I would agree with you, too. Up until about the three-minute mark, you would say, Case, you really got to figure some stuff out here if you want to win this second half. And they're able to completely flip the script there at the end of the first half. And we're in for a great second half of football.
And I will also mention, they got to clean up the penalties. More so Case, when you think about it, more so Case than Westosha. But Westosha's going to be tested here on that first possession here to start our third quarter. Oh, one other observation I made. Case can score quickly. You don't see that from Westosha. They want to grind it out and eat up clock. And, you know, that might work against them in the second half.
Yeah, definitely. If Case comes out, puts points on the board again, now you're up by two scores, and it comes to the point where, okay, grinding out points is cool, but we got to go. Because if we don't get points on this drive, Case comes down again. Now they're up by 17, 14, whatever we're doing based on kicking or whatever. You can put yourself in a world of hurt right there.
Yeah. So, again, we're at halftime here. 13-10 is our score.
Trying to find a few more scores in the area for us, Dick.
Okay.
Nothing really in terms of Racine area schools. There are some other ones for the Milwaukee area coming in, but nothing really Racine-based.
Yeah, because that leads to next week. We'll be on the air from Pritchard Park, where the Crusaders of Racine Lutheran will host the Spartans of Martin Luther. Our pregame will be at 6:30 with kickoff at 7 p.m. A note for all of our listeners, if you're listening on WRJN, weeks 2 and 3, WRJN will not air a high school game. Next week, they will have the Badgers on Friday night, and week 3, they will have the Packers from Brazil playing the Philadelphia Eagles. So we will not partner with WRJN until week 4 again. So just a note for the listeners that are listening at WRJN, AM 1400 or FM 99.9 in Racine, or FM 98.1 in Kenosha. So I think I got them all, Dylan.
I think you hit all three there, Dick. Great job.
So just waiting. The teams will be coming back out on the field shortly to do their mandatory stretching before we start our second half. But what a wild finish to that first half.
Yeah, I can't wait to, see what happens this whole second half. We're in for a great show. I thought we were, kind of going towards a slide there where things would have been really bad for Case, and they were able to bounce back and get 13 quick points just like that.
Well, you and I, partner, we got some decisions to make because there's quite a few people right now vying for the player of the game.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see if that 3 points comes in anywhere to play down the road. That could be a big spot there. But I think we're leaning in the same direction, regardless of which team. So we're excited here. Great first week of football action. Hammes Field, it's beautiful. Great weather outside. Can't ask for much more here, Dick.
Yeah, and again, stick around for that. After the game concludes, I'll make my way down to the field and hopefully get an interview with the DG Sports player of the game. And again, there's several people right now being considered. So what are your thoughts about next week in the game we'll be covering? We have another new coach at Racine Lutheran, Coach Krause, whose son is the QB for Racine Lutheran. So for our listeners, Coach Krause was on the staff already as an assistant. So he now took over the helm for Scott Smith as head coach. And we will see his Crusaders next week from Pritchard Park. And that's always a nice place to do a game, too.
Yeah, we had a bunch of games there last year, kind of just the way the schedule worked out. Racine Lutheran is down 28-0 here at halftime against Kewaunee.
Tough school.
Yeah, a great matchup for them. Just, you know, able to get tough competition is good, and it's hard. You know, there's a lack, I guess you could say, of strong teams across the whole state. Especially once you get into the smaller divisions, it's just you have to travel 4-plus hours to find somebody good enough to play in a non-conference way. So it's just good to get some battle testing in early in the season here.
And Scott Smith probably was had a big part in scheduling Kewaunee because he always said, I'll play anybody that wants to play us. So, and again, his philosophy was play tough non-conference games to get ready for conference play. And they are doing that. So it may sound like it's a rout, but Kewaunee's got a great football program. So to be down, you know, 28-0, I think you said, at halftime?
Yeah.
Not that bad.
No. Score kind of dictates a different thing, but, you know. One of those where new team, coach, a lot of new players for them, so just trying to battle and find a rhythm on offense. Kind of reminds me of Waterford we had last year where they kind of struggled out the gate with a new coach, a few new players, but they were able to get the ball rolling later on in the season. So we'll see if, you know, the same thing happens there.
And we should probably mention at this time, congratulations to the St. Catharines Angels, who opened their season last night at historic Horlick Field with a rout of Madison West. The Angels are counted on by many people to do big things this year, returning a lot of players from last year's team. So we'll see if all the love they're getting pays off.
Yeah. I mean, 69-0 win. Can't really ask for much more. Just pure domination there by the Angels. As you mentioned, they're returning so much. They have really high expectations, not only by themselves, but by the community, the media. So it'll be a great year, hopefully, for St. Catharines Angels.
So both teams are back on the field now doing their mandatory stretches. That is dictated by the WIAA. Dylan, for our listeners, why did they implement that into after halftime?
There's just a lot of injuries that were popping up in the second half by players not stretching properly, teams not complaining they didn't have enough time to meet at halftime. I mean, 15 minutes, you think about it, you're like, wow, it's actually a good amount of time. But after the, you know, you come in, the clock starts before you're even inside, you have about 10 minutes. Coaches talk about, okay, what are we going to tell the guys? That takes another 2-3 minutes. You're down to 7 minutes left to try and figure out what you got going. So extending it a little bit is definitely beneficiary for everybody out there.
So they're just wrapping it up now, and then we'll get this third quarter underway. The Eagles to receive the kickoff by the Wastosha Falcons. And again, the kicker for the Falcons, Clementos, he'll probably boot it, I would think, into the end zone and have the Eagles start from their own 20.
Here's a score update from just south of us, Dick, with Indian Trails. They're up 20-0 over Madison Lafayette at the break. Oh, that's a final. Correction.
That should be a final. I was just going to question you if it was played in Kenosha, it's probably over by now because their district dictated that they would start their home games in Kenosha for the three Kenosha district schools at 6 p.m. So that's a final then.
Correct. Sorry about that. A score just outside our area. Nina 21, Muskego 9 at Muskego. So Muskego definitely scheduling some tough, tough teams. Yep. But they're down sizable here. Not too many, like, huge blowout games so far, which is good to see, I guess. A couple lopsided, but majority of them are back-and-forth games.
All right. So both teams now coming to their sidelines to get final instructions, and then we'll get this third quarter underway. That second quarter ended up going a much longer than we thought it would. I mean, the first quarter just flew by. But again, the Westosha having the ball for over 8 minutes on that first, you know, that first drive.
Yeah.
Killed most of the first quarter.
And we, in that second quarter there, we had that back-to-back-to-back, three drives in a row that were just riddled with penalties. Those are clock killers. Take a lot of time to move the ball, everything like that. So, you know, we got a great half of football ahead of us here, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Joel Arbinger, I see, has returned. He's on the sideline by the Case Eagles. So he's got to be happy. Congratulations to his son that got inducted tonight. He was telling us about it. Earned his black belt and got that induction tonight. So Joe was gone for most of the first half. So he could be with his son receiving that induction.
That's a huge honor and a great privilege that he was able to make it for that ceremony. His son will never forget that my dad took time out of his busy life as an athletic director to be there for me when it was an important moment in my life.
All right, so the Falcons getting ready to kick off. It'll be Clementos to kick off for the Falcons. And again, got Morelli back. Jackson. And Johnson back to receive this kickoff by Clementos if they can return it. But like Dylan said, they're back to like the 5 yard line. There's the kick. And it's easily a touchback.
It went through the back of the end zone without even bouncing.
Yep. So the Eagles to start the third quarter at their own 20-yard line. Quarterback remains the same for the Eagles.
With a rocky end of that half there, what would you say to the coach at halftime? If you were Westosha,
we can't give up the big plays. We gotta make better tackles. You know, you can't get just one arm. You gotta make sure he goes down because they're small and quick. So Geppetta brings them out. First and 10, I formation. Hands it off to Liggins. He gets outside 30, 40, 50. He may go 40, 30. 20, 10, 5. It's a touchdown. A touchdown for Anthony Liggins. 80 yards. An 80-yard touchdown for Anthony Liggins. Anthony Liggins with the 80-yard around-the-end touchdown to make our score 19-10. And let's see if they go for two. It looks like they're lining up just to go for the extra point. Hopefully the hold will be better this time. Underwood puts it up. And it's no good again. And again, though, Coach Graham, when I talked to him on the phone, he said that was one of the concerns.
Yeah, I mean,
losing Jacob Houghton was a big loss, not just at tight end, but as a kicker.
Might be one thing where they might just say, hey, let's wrap your shoulders super tight and let's just put a jersey and pads on you and you could kick extra points for us. Because extra points are really, really, really important, especially when you're in a one-score game. It's crucial.
So it took Anthony Liggins all of 13 seconds in this third quarter to make it a 19-10 lead for the Case Eagles. Well, let's see what the Falcons have up their sleeve now. Underwood to kick off now for the Case Eagles. 19-10 is our score. Case with the lead. There's the kick. Fumbled. Looks like Case got it. Fumbled. Fumbled by Tolman. Looks like Jackson with the recovery.
Wow. What a huge break for Case.
Wow, is right. So first and goal for the Eagles at the Westosha Central 2-yard line. The Eagles trying to blow this game open. So a very competitive first half is turning into an Eagle. Could be an Eagle route here. So Geppetta brings him out. I formation. Under center. Hands it off. And short. So down to the 1-yard line.
It looked like it was Malachi Echols there on a short little run up the middle. They're bringing in a big fullback there.
High formation once again. And it's a touchdown for the Eagles.
I think it was Malachi Echols again.
It was Echols, yes.
1-yard little run up the middle.
So 1-yard run for Echols to make it 25-10. Let's see what Coach Anton Graham does this time. He's talking about it. They may go for two this time instead of kicking.
I would. We've had two back-to-back unsuccessful. 27 puts you in a good spot. Delay a game. They took too long here, Dick.
Yeah.
I think they weren't sure what they were going to do, and they ended up bringing the kicker back out.
No, they did, yeah. So he'll try it again for a third time. Underwood. He better get out there or they're going to call it again.
Yeah. They switch kickers this time.
Kick is up. This one is good. And with 10:50 to go in our third quarter, it's now Case 26 with Stosia 10. What a turn of events.
Yeah, incredible. Just bad break after bad break after bad break here for West Stosia Central. And Case has been able to capitalize every single time into points.
Well, this is a key drive for the Falcons if they're going to get back in this game. Underwood to kick off once again. Here's a kick. It's a good one. They'll get a touchback this time. Very nice.
They might have found their Houghton replacement right there.
Yep, Emilion Underwood with that kick into the end zone. Emilion Underwood. So the Falcons come out. That drive we saw in the first half, first quarter by the Falcons, they need another one of those.
Yeah, long drive that ends with points. So
yes.
They just got to try and kill the momentum that Case has right now.
Juga in the gun, gives it off. And that's Taylor once again. Picked up only 1 yard. Clock starting to run now. Closing in on 10 minutes to go in our third quarter. Juga has wideouts to the right and to the left. Hands it off again to Taylor. He broke the first one. Maybe picked up two. Brings up third down. All the momentum on the Eagles' side right now. So to bring up third down, we're going to say it's third and six. Third and six for the Falcons. Juga in the gun. On the end around. And Case is there. It was Juga on the keeper, so it brings up fourth down. Under 10 to play now. 9:20 to go in our third quarter.
Wind definitely taken out of that Falcon sideline. Players are starting to hang their head, and just bad drive and kills all, any momentum.
Well, after a 10-0 deficit that the Eagles had, they've outscored West Stosia now 26-0. Here's the punt by Clementos. Oh, and it takes a Case bounce back. So Case will go on offense with 8:45 to go, and with those speedsters, they may get in that end zone quick.
Yes, sir. Got a quick scoring update for you, Dick. Racine Park trails 16-6 against Beloit Memorial in the third quarter.
Okay. Competitive game.
Yes.
For Morris Mattson's Panthers.
And Beloit Memorial was talked about by a lot of people this offseason, where they're one of those teams where if they get hot on the right night, they could really go far this year.
Oh, interesting. All right, the Eagles come out. Geppetto will run that offense once again. And look for the two of them to be handling the ball a lot. Liggins and Eccles. Five-yard penalty coming up. Now, that's not smart. Delay a game on the Eagles. 8:45 to go in our third quarter. 26-10. Racine Case with the lead. Geppetto now. I formation. Hands it off, and nice play by the Falcons. As they get Eccles for that loss. So to bring up second down, second and 20 for the Case Eagles. And if you're the players and coaches for Case, don't count your chickens yet. A lot of time left. Geppetto in the gun, wide out to the right, wide out to the left. Has a man in the slot too, and they're going to get Geppetto. He was trying to come up into the pocket, and they got him. So maybe the Falcons have got some life left after all. It'll bring up third down.
The Falcons, again, as we've seen in the first quarter, great pressure up front, and they're replicating that again here on this drive.
Okay, it's third and 25. Geppetto in the gun. One wide out to the left and one to the right. Two in the slot. Throws it in the flat here. Complete. He got the first down going down the sideline. And it's a touchdown. Michael Farr, I believe, on that reception. 70 yards by Michael Farr. And this game is turning into a rout. 32-10 now. Racine Case. I guess you can say Case is showing. They're showcasing. Showing us what they have. And why Travis Wilson picked them to contend for the Southeast Conference title.
Yeah, I think that's they were sleepwalking more or less in the first quarter, and they really showed what they potentially could do.
There's a snap. The kick is up by Underwood, and it is good. So it's 6:47 to go in our third quarter. It's now Racine Case 33, Wastosha Central 10. Again, what did I tell you about poor tackling by the Falcons? You know, trying to tackle them up high. Anton Graham didn't like something. He was out there talking to the referee again. Right, Underwood to kick off to the Falcons. See what the Falcons can do here now.
33 unanswered points,
dude. Yes. And I'm waiting for the flag. It went out of bounds.
I say, to me, it went out at the one. But the white hat was trying, almost saying it was a touchback.
Yeah. No, I saw it go out at the one.
That's what I seen.
So he's got the flag out now. All right, so the Falcons will go on offense. Let's see if Coach Franz has made any changes, especially at the quarterback. Is it still Juga?
It appears so, yeah.
Yep. All right, Mason Juga is still at quarterback in the gun. Hands it off to Landon Taylor. Good run there. Brings up second down. Clock continues to run. Now it's stopped. Yep. Yeah, 5 yard. So with that injury timeout, we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on DG Sports.
Tonight's game is brought to you by our terrific sponsors, Lings on Lathrop, Sitco and Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Frank DeQuisto of First Weber Real Estate Services, Gordy Boucher Lincoln in West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox Waterford, and our great patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Mike Paczynski, Jason Troitler, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, and the Johnson Park Golf Course, and Casey Robbins.
All right, thank you to all of our supporters, both sponsors and patrons. We couldn't do it without you. So we appreciate all of them. All right, so the Case Eagle player comes off on his own power. So the Falcons come back out with 6:30 to play in our third quarter. Juga still the quarterback, gives it to Taylor, trying to work his way up to a first down, and they push him out of bounds. That's the last thing you want to do if you're a Case Eagle.
Yeah, things are starting to get a little chippy too out there.
Yeah.
I don't think the Falcons are really happy with going down the way they are. So
interesting, unless you saw it differently. He got pushed out of bounds, and they never stopped the clock, which I'm okay with, but Juga in the gun. Hands it off again to Taylor, and he got enough for the first down, I believe. So they'll spot the ball, and then they'll should start that clock again, which they did. Juga's still in the gun. Full backfield. Hands it off to Cato. And Cato,
he's a good runner, too. They have a very strong backfield here in the combination of Taylor and Cato for the Falcons.
Yeah, Franz is trying. Coach Franz now, he's just trying to, you know, get some momentum. We may not win the game, but let's work on things for next week.
Hey, Case, definitely taking, they took a timeout here. You know, they're very disheveled, I would say, on the defense right now, so it's a great timeout.
All right, well, we'll keep it here this time, or this timeout. And let's see. Next week, the Falcons still have their home opener as they will host the Oregon Panthers.
And that's going to be a tough test, that Oregon team's.
And that'll be a Thursday, excuse me, that'll be a Thursday night game for them. Go ahead, Dylan.
Yeah, sorry, Dick. Oregon, they're a very strong team, so that's going to be a good test for them, too. You know, they're trying to go for a Southern Lakes championship, and they need to be battle-tested in order to do that.
And the Eagles, they'll be on the road for a game against the Brookfield East Spartans next Friday night. All right, here we go. Juga again. In the gun, hands off again to Cadel. And now they're starting to blow them open again like they did in that first quarter. And I don't know if he got it or not. See where they mark it here. So it brings up third and one with 4:24 to go in our third quarter at the 35-yard line of Case. Juga in that gun. And this time they got it, and then some. So that'll move the chains again for the Falcons that have a nice drive going here.
That video board, the way it flashed the first down thing, I thought it was lightning for a second.
Yeah, I saw it for the first time before. Now I...
Ooh.
Juga trying the keeper and was met there by the Case Eagles.
Keori Owens just blitzed right through and delivered a big hit.
Right, Juga again in the gun. Hands it off to Taylor, trying to get to the outside, and they won't let him. Puts his shoulder down, but they stop him. Keep the clock running, 3:20 to go in our third quarter. So to bring up third and long for the Falcons at the 32-yard line of Case. Clementos, will he come in if they don't get it here? Juga in the gun. Hands it off to Taylor again, pushing and driving. And he got a first down, and he may score, and he does. Landon Taylor with the touchdown. 32 yards. 32-yard carry by Landon Taylor. And that makes our score 33-16. Interesting. Maybe a little bit of celebrating too early by the Case Eagles.
Yeah, Taylor was able to break through there on a great run and with ease got into the end zone.
Very nice player, Landon Taylor. I can see why he's getting looks, too, from Coach Francette, from some D2 and definitely D3 schools to continue to play football. 2:44 to go. They're going for two. Juga in the gun. They're coming after him. Still has it. Trying to get outside, and they get him. They bury him. So good job that time by the Case Eagles. Harden Melanchy, I'm going to say, was the first one to meet him and bring him down. So 2:44 to go in our third quarter, 33-16. Racine Case with the lead.
We have a final dick from Oak Creek. Oak Creek 38, Waterford 0. So Waterford getting shut out to open the 2024 campaign.
And again, Oak Creek, I don't think they're too happy about being disrespected. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing.